Now in our message for tonight, I simply, if you got your outline, I noticed I had the purpose of the book of Proverbs Part 2 because we didn't get it all done. So far, the seven benefits that we have covered so far is wisdom, which is the skillful use of knowledge for successful living. Benefit number two with instruction or learning by correction. Number three is the benefit of understanding to discern things that do differ. And number four, the benefit of instruction of wisdom to know why things differ. And number five, the benefit of prudence to be careful and vigilant in practical matters. And number six, to have the perception of wisdom through experience. And number seven, discretion is the ability to plan wisely and work it out to its good end. Not only do the impressionable and the immature that we left off in verse 4 benefit from Proverbs, but so also one already possessing a degree of wisdom. When you move into verse 5, we clearly see we have a group of people who have gaining and attaining traction in the path and life of wisdom. Before we go any farther, let's read the first seven verses again. Follow along as I read. The proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. One of the things we're going to go as we go through this book is we're going to learn much about truth, what's real, what's not, the path of wisdom versus the path of folly. And when you listen to the world, they say this book is foolish. But God is saying there is foolish. And here lies the choice and the decision every person will have to make. Are you going to take God's path or your own path that the world takes? In verse 5, we have another group of people. In verse 4, we have the simple and the young and the immature, the ones who lack experience and make silly and bad decisions and don't follow the course of wisdom because they haven't been pursuing it or seeking it. Add to the simple, they just simply haven't lived long enough to learn some of the things. In verse 5, we now are introduced to a person that is known as the wise man and a man of understanding. Here, so it's not just the impressionable and the immature, it's not just those who are really kind of floundering in the path of folly. It even had much for those who are on that path of wisdom to follow that path and to ever grow and become more and more knowledgeable in the path of wisdom. Again, verse 5. The first part in point number one, a wise man will hear and increase learning. Two more benefits will come to the one who seeks and keeps on seeking the wisdom from God. Here, these people are already on the path. And here God promised them, this is what they have. They're going to, because of their nature, they are hearing and they are increasing in learning. Here the word wise man is a person who is skillful, prudent, who they perceptive person. They have made progress in the first four verses. They have gained. They're on that path. There's some maturity there. There's some wisdom there. There's some insight and discernment there. They're making progress. And those people don't ever get to the place that they have arrived. They're going to ever continue to learn and to grow. This person who had gained progress in the path of wisdom that we learned from verse 2 through 4. What will happen? A wise person will, first word is hear. The word hear means to hearken. Now, if you understand that word, the word hearken is not simply listen and soak it in and sit on it. Hearken is listen with the idea of responding to it. In fact, this same word here was translated the word hearken 196 times in the Old Testament. And it also had another word that it was translated. Due to the context and the nature of the word, it had the word obey 81 times. So it could easily be they will obey and increase learning. They will obey what they have learned and continue on. They will listen with the intent to obey. These people who are the wise man, the wise person, is one who continue to listen with the intent of growing more and gaining more ground, making more progress. That's why it said the word increase. The word increase means added more or continue. So benefit number 8, for those who are taking note, benefit number 8 is what will happen? They will hear and increase in learning. That's the benefit. Benefit number 8 is learning. They will learn the teachings. They will learn insight. They'll learn more wisdom. They'll ever continue to grow in their understanding, because when you truly start the path and crave and seek and desire and long for wisdom, you never cease pursuing it. Proverbs 9, verse 9, give instruction to a wise man and he will still be wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. Here you see not only discernment, wise, dealing with his mental discernment faculties, but as well as the just man speak to his morality. They will increase learning. They will continue to grow. They won't stagnate. They won't become stale. They won't pause and become idle. Proverbs 12, verse 1, whoever loved instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. That's what it said. I was just reading the text. Charles Bridges, that great commentator on Proverbs, said that a truly wise man is one not who had attained, but one who knows that he had not attained and is pressing on to perfection. Matthew Henry said it this way, this book not only makes the foolish wise, but the wise better. It's not enough. You know, it's kind of like a saying that when I was a private school teacher, our principal had a saying, good, better, best, never let your rep until your good is better and your better is best. That's exactly what we have here. This verse says that a wise person will increase in that learning because they will take the principles that got them to the position of being wise in God's eyes, and they continue to press those means and go after those desires. A mature person of wisdom gains an ever-increasing ability to grasp with their mind the wisdom of God as it relates to their particular situation in life. They will have a perception and understanding of the issues of life. They love wisdom because they want to know, okay, God, what the right path here? What the right way here? What should I do here? They're seeking, they're always, because they know wisdom comes from above, and wisdom comes from God, true wisdom. The wisdom that Proverbs teaches about, where you take knowledge and apply it to life for the good of others, for the glory of God. So we see number 8 clearly is simply they will increase learning. Point number 2, which is the second half of verse 5, continuing on with this person. And a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. First of all, the word, the phrase, man of understanding. That word, understanding, is exactly the same word as the word that was translated perceived in verse 2. So it is one who has made progress in observing and seeing what is right and wrong, truth and error, wisdom and folly, and took the high road and took the road that God would have him to take. This is the person of understanding. This is the person who taking the time to discern the things that differ, and I'll take the path that God wants me to take. That's what the purpose of this book is. It's to develop that discernment, to urge you to walk in the way that he would have you to walk. That is called in a way of wisdom, not in the way of folly, foolishness. So you have this person who is focused on their character of a person of understanding or perception or discernment. And they walk on the path of wisdom and understanding. What will be the blessing that come to them? It says they will attain wise counsel. Now the word attain is the word that means will acquire, will possess, will obtain. In other words, they will seek it, pursue it, go after it until they possess it, until they have it, obtain the goal. They, a man of understanding or a person of understanding, will attain and seek to obtain more wisdom. But in this case, instead of finding it in a out in life, they seek it out by getting wise counsel. They have learned to know who are the other ones that are wise and have the same ambition and goal of taking the path of wisdom as they do. Notice the verse in the latter part of verse 5. And a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. The word wise counsel had been also translated that where they seek good advice and guidance. There'll always be people who will give you their opinion. There'll always be people telling you what they think you ought to do. It is another thing to go to somebody who will give you what you need to know, what you ought to know, and the path of that God would have you to take. And here we see in this, as the ninth benefit, is they seek wise counsel. They obtain it because they're looking for it. They're going after it. They may find it in books. They may find it nowadays because of our technology. You can find it. There's a lot of YouTube. There's a lot of good stuff out there. And there's a lot of stupid, folly, foolish stuff out there. But you pray. You ask God to help you. You will find it. And then you will find people. Learn to ask questions. Don't be afraid to seek and want to know. Get around people who know more than you so you can learn from them. And never cease seeking them. Proverbs 11:14, where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Wide counsel, please understand. There's a reason why he put those two words together. He didn't simply say, they went and sought counsel. They went and sought wise counsel, which is the word elsewhere, as I stated already earlier, they've sought good advice, right guidance. They have developed a skill to know who to go to and who to listen to. This is a blessing. And Proverbs, you become acquainted and familiar and read, study, and understand the book of Proverbs that we're going to go through in the months to come. It helped us in that pursuit to know who to go to. I like what commentator Kitchen said regarding this word. It's an interesting word. I wanted to share it with you. He said this, quote, "The Hebrew behind wise counsel is related to the word for ropes or cords." Now you might step back and say, what? What did wise counsel have to do with cords and ropes? Let me finish. It was used as a metaphor for what is intended comes from the world of sea navigators or navigation. Ropes were used to steer a ship. Thus, the sailor pulled on the rope to steer a true course. The only one who rightly discerns the things of God will, by continuing to study these proverbs, be able to steer a safe and true course through life. So there is a picture behind this Hebrew word that it speaks of ropes. There is one translation that translates that verse as, "Let the discerning man acquire knowledge of the ropes." Now, if they would have translated that in our Bible, we would go, what in the world are they talking about? It's kind of like when Paul is talking about in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1, when people consider us, may they consider us as under rowers. Now, that's not what our translation said. It said the word be viewed as ministers of Christ. But the word behind that word ministered is the word under rower. I want you to view me as a galley slave, on a galley slave ship on the bottom rung, and I am rowing with the rest of the people. I am a nobody working with everybody to move this ship in one direction that the captain wants to go, and I have no say in the direction it goes. Big words to help us understand what Paul viewed himself as, a servant of the Lord. Here, it's about learning the ropes. The idea is about rope pulling and steering and directing a ship. It was about one of the jobs of a sailor, which known as a rope puller. They were the ones that in the process of moving and pulling the ropes and easing up the rope, was guiding and steering the ship in the direction it was supposed to go. That's what we have here. When we seek wise counsel, we're seeking to grab a hold of the rope to steer the right course, to go on the right path, and go in the way that God would have us to go. Brings it to point number 3 in verse 6. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. Here, when a person absorbs the content of this book, they will benefit from understanding these things here. Proverbs, enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. So the 10th and final benefit of the book of Proverbs is you will learn to understand all of these things. You will perceive and discern and give heed to what you have learned. And in this case, learn from the sages of the past who have the tendency to speak in proverbs and enigmas and riddles. They have, you know, kind of like, in a lot of ways, it's like the parables. How many times when our Lord shared a parable and the people scratched their head and didn't get it and laughed? But those who wanted to, will you tell us more about this? What did you mean by this? What did you mean by this? Then you have creative it is to get underneath the meaning and the purpose of the parable. The same is true of these little, these four sayings here. To understand is benefit number 10. This word is the exact same word as the word a man of understanding in our previous verse, and to perceive in verse 2. So it's constantly networking everything together. It all begins to converge and flow together. So, to learn what? Learn a proverb. We're going to be learning a lot of them. Ancient proverbs. They are ethical sayings, short, pithy sayings of wisdom and principle. A lot of times, there's so much packed into it, it takes a moment to think about what it says and all that it says and implies and addresses. A person of understanding takes the time to want to unpack it. Not unpack more than it's there, but unpack what is there. Sometimes we have a tendency to read, you know, it doesn't say that. Next one is the word enigma. We're not familiar with that, but it has the idea of satire and irony that speak indirectly to an issue. You have an issue, and they have a way of saying it not straight up, plainly, in plain man's speech. They say it in satire and irony to kind of cloak it a little bit, speak indirectly to it, but you, person of understanding, can distinguish it. They can catch it. They get it. They see what's being said. Enigma is a mystery and a paradox, and have the sense and meaning other than the obvious one. Then, of course, you have the words of the wise. You read books or listen to extremely intelligent and knowledgeable people in any field, forget about the language of the field, just their articulation, even in the plain man's language, is still pretty impressive. When it comes to, it's not to, you know, in this, in the court of real wisdom and true wisdom, it's not trying to impress, but learning to distinguish things. Rather than saying everything in this much, you say it in this much. People who are wise don't waste time babbling on. They get to the point about principles and issues. They don't talk about people. They talk about ideas. They talk about principles. So a person who is in this boat, who is a man who is wise, a man of understanding, can also understand these things. They won't be like scratching their heads. I remember when I had to learn, you start reading people and it's like, my goodness, can't they say it simpler? But it developed a way where you have to think deeper and richer, more profound with discernment. They're not trying to hide the truth. They're saying it as best they can, but there's so much that truth has there, it's compact. You're trying to unpack it and understand it. Then it talked about the words of the wise and their riddles. Their riddles. Not cute riddles that entertain, but riddles of life. Riddles that are also in a form of hard question. Because it would translate it as hard question. It is a perplexing saying or question, such as the riddles of Samson in Judges 14. Or if you study in 1 Kings 10, when the Queen of Sheba heard about the wisdom of Solomon, she brought her hard question. That phrase, hard question, is the word riddles here. She brought hard question. She wanted to understand some things. And they were hard because people had not been able to untie the knot. Solomon had no problem doing it because of the wisdom that God granted him. So we have here that we need to understand the benefit and what God wants us to learn from Proverbs. It is a life that seeks to be discerning and understanding and perceptive. Always striving, always learning more, always trying to be ever growing in one knowledge, or using Matthew Henry's term, making a wise man better. In summary, this group of words represent the ability to understand the language of the sages, of those who are the wise men. But I like what Derek Kidner, a great commentator on Proverbs, all of the wisdom books, he said this, listen carefully. The real test of understanding them, the sages, the men of wisdom, was not how well the student could explain their meaning in class, but how well he could apply them in his daily life. Did you catch that? It's not about simply trying to get knowledge, because that goes against the meaning of wisdom. Wisdom is taking knowledge, good knowledge, rightful knowledge, and applying it to life. It wasn't enough that this person had, he can be around these people and figure them out, get what they're saying, understand what they're saying. It wasn't about him being able to articulate back their own teachings or principles, but to live them out, which is the whole purpose of Proverbs, is to gain this wisdom so you can apply knowledge for the good of others, for the glory of God. But we have already learned in verse 7 from this morning and from our reading tonight, fool does not know how to do this because they despise and reject true wisdom. Being a person of the world, they have no time for God, no time for this pursuit. To them, it their goals and ambitions is entirely different. They want money, they want wealth, they want resources, they want affluence, they want fill in the blanks. But yet, you get into this book, God said that wisdom is more to be desired than fine gold, yet much fine gold. And all you're getting and all you're grabbing, get wisdom. She is far more precious than rubies. Now that's just the opposite of what the fool said, what the Mr. Worldly Wise Man said. It's about money. It's about getting stuff. So the choice is ours. What path are you going to take? Are you going to follow God and say, is it the path to take? Or are you going to follow one of your own choosing? So in review of these opening verses, it gives us the goal and purpose for the book of Proverbs. If you just consider the verbs alone, the active words such as studying the book of Proverbs enabled one to know wisdom and correction, to discern God's path, to receive the knowledge of God's ways, that they give what the naive and immature needs. They increase what the wise have, and they enable their reader to understand difficult sayings. So, beloved, the 10 benefits we get from the book of Proverbs, we gain wisdom, we gain instruction, we gain understanding, we gain instruction of wisdom, we gain prudence, we gain knowledge, we gain destruction, we increase learning, we seek wise counsel, and we understand the saying of the wise one. May God give us the heart to pursue wisdom in all of our pursuits. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you. for your word. We pray that you would bless the preaching of your word for your honor and glory. Help it to be all that we can be, ever pursuing and seeking actively for wisdom and more of it. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.